The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Tuesday, July 21st, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. I'm going to play some music here for the 5 o'clock hour, get us up to Democracy Now! At 6. Hope you're having a great afternoon. It's a beautiful day in the Bozeman area. Cooled off a little bit, nice and bright and sunny, a little bit of a breeze, and I hope you're having a good one. I'm going to thank an underwriter here, and we'll hear today's episode of Human Capital before we get into some music. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. The Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close, and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and an open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio. Bozeman, this is your weekend. The Slam Summer Festival is August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, and it's free. 2 days of live music, local art, food, dance, hands-on activities for kids, a beer garden, and more. Slam supports local artists and musicians right here in our community. You can spend Saturday at an art workshop. Start Sunday with a free yoga class. Slam, August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, for free. Details at slamfestivals.org.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Workers in Glacier National Park and 11 other National Park Service sites across the West have voted to unionize, a move that comes after the Trump administration made drastic cuts to the Park Service last year. The National Treasury Employees Union Chapter 347 will include about 650 non-supervisor employees across the National Park Service's Intermountain region. Among the parks represented by the union are Glacier, Grand Canyon, and Grand Teton National Parks. Yellowstone National Park employees organized under the wing of a different union in 2023. Last year, the National Parks Conservation Association estimated that more than 4,000 National Park Service staff members had left their jobs since Trump took office as a result of early retirements and layoffs, and a months-long hiring freeze prevented key positions from being filled. Sarah Lundstrom, the National Parks Conservation Association's Glacier Program Manager, said last year that Glacier Park had seen its year-round staff, usually between 120 and 130 people, reduced by more than 25%. The cuts to the National Park Service have motivated organizing efforts across the country, including at Sequoia and Kings Canyon and Yosemite National Parks. The cuts to the National Park Service have motivated organizing efforts across the country, including at Sequoia and Kings Canyon and Yosemite National Parks. Perry Sasnett, a Park Service employee who has worked at Glacier for 8 seasons and is an interim union officer, said those efforts inspired employees in the National Park Service Intermountain region. Sasnett said, "People at the National Park Service are incredibly passionate about their jobs, and no one gets rich doing this. We come back year after year because we love these places and we want to protect these places. We believe that the job protections the union offers will help us do that." A single lightning bolt killed 8 bighorn sheep rams on an island in a Montana lake. All 8 were lying under the same ponderosa pine when the lightning bolt struck. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials reached Wild Horse Island in Flathead Lake after receiving a report of dead bighorn sheep. Warden Captain Lee Anderson said the evidence was plain. The lightning had struck a large ponderosa pine and the group of sheep that had been bedded down around it. 6 bighorn rams lay within a 15-foot circle of the trunk. Two more were found a short distance away, one of them about 30 yards out, probably having staggered off in shock before dying. Several of the sheep had burns on their hooves and legs. The bases of some of their horns were darkened. Pieces of bark had been blown as far as 75 feet away from the tree itself. The rams ranged in age from 3.5 to 8.5 years old. The group was a bachelor band, rams that run together outside of breeding season. Bighorns often congregate on high, rocky ground, which makes them vulnerable to lightning strikes. Lightning kills on groups of sheep are not unheard of in the Rockies, but 8 at once from a single lightning bolt is exceptional. What makes the lightning kill more than a freak weather story is what those 8 rams represented genetically. Wild Horse Island has produced some of the finest bighorn sheep on record. 3 of the top 5 Rocky Mountain bighorn rams ever scored by the Boone and Crockett Club came from that island. The largest, a 9-year-old ram that died of natural causes, scored 216 and 3/8 inches and broke the previous world record by nearly 7 inches. Its horns and skull weighed 48 pounds. The genetics of the bighorn sheep on Wild Horse Island are considered irreplaceable, and over the past 50 years, nearly 600 disease-free sheep from the island herd have been captured and transplanted in order to rebuild herds across Montana, Washington, and Oregon. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right. God, pushed that stop button, I thought. This afternoon, I felt like maybe I would feature some singer-songwriters, and I'm going to start out with a gentleman called Martin Gilmore. He's from Denver, and tonight on Rummaging in the Stash at 7 o'clock, I'm actually going to play a concert of his that he did for the Folklore Society at the Labor Temple on July 8th. I'm going to follow that up with another Folklore Society concert at the Labor Temple on the 17th of July by a Minneapolis band called The Gated Community, so that'll be coming up here this evening. But I wanted to start off with a cut by Martin Gilmore from his newest album, Thea is a Blue Light. It's called Cincinnati's Going Home. It's a pretty great song. He had a great story to tell about the origins of it. I'm going to follow it up with some locals here. Tyler John Kraling up next with Repeat Offenders from Songs for Leaving. And Lena Rich from her album, King Tide. I'll play you the title cut. Then Jackson Emmer, he was another Colorado musician. I think he's moved down to Santa Cruz or somewhere in California, but Martin Gilmore has played with him quite a bit. I'm going to play a cutoff of his, I'm pretty sure his most recent album. It's called Battle Hymn of the Early Riser, one called Dinosaur Bones. We'll start out with Martin Gilmore and Cincinnati's Going Home.
Old Cincinnati said, I'm going back to Ohio. Sit out on my daddy's farm, watch the corn and tobacco grow. Gonna farm the field and feed the fold. I won't have to fight no more. Spend my days getting old, I seen enough of war. Well, Cincinnati said, he's going home. Cincinnati said, I'm gonna sheathe my sword. I'll lay my musket down, hang up my uniform. I heard the call and I did heed. I left my home, I left my yield. Marched on down to Tennessee with Rosie Nose and James Garfield. Cincinnati said, he's going home. Thank you. On Cincinnati said, in great deed something abides. Times they pass and disappear, spirits carry on besides. And all your children long to come will understand our cause was just. The suffering and these things done, I did because I thought I must. Well, Cincinnati said, he's going home. Cincinnati said, he's going home. There's an icebox on my kitchen floor. There's a pounding in my head. There's a woman who'll never get my name who's helping me to bed. Well, it's been so damn long since I've counted sheep. See, I've got countless things that I can take to force myself to sleep. But nothing I own never comes to me in dreams. So I wake up every morning with a good sense of what I need. But the icebox ain't as empty as my plans for the day. So I pick up where I left off and play five finger fillet. If I draw blood, I'll know I wasn't meant to play. I'll leave my feet up on the table and the guitar in its case. I'll call a host of friends who will all just wish me well, but the stories that I create make it difficult to tell. Then I'll reset the timer for the next couple weeks, where I'll call them all again, control the way the world sees me. Sometimes I swear I see them old ghosts watching. And these days they don't look a thing like me. If I see them or I don't, I'll say sorry or I won't. But how sorry can repeat offenders be? How sorry can repeat offenders be? If you like to watch the sunset, you'd love to see it rise. But you wonder if you're viewing with your heart or your eyes. Memories come easy, but nostalgia, she ain't cheap. She's gonna break the bank of right now and grow strong as you grow weak. When you was younger, you felt older now. You're older, you feel young. But only in regards to some control over your tongue. And them old ghosts was present, it was always in your way. Now they just grow further with each turning of the page. Sometimes I swear I hear them old ghosts talking. But these days they don't sound a thing like me. If I hear them or I don't, they'll say sorry or they won't. But how sorry can repeat offenders be? How sorry can repeat offenders be? There's an icebox on my kitchen floor. There's a pounding in my head. There's a woman who'll never take my name who's helping me to bed.
shoulders high. Nights are getting cold. Hurricane season, houses are painted, their gutters filled with gold. Jaw clenched, spirits high. Shut down amusement park.
On TV, thought they'd found a vertebrae. Turns out it was his left leg, but they still made off with a Nobel Prize. Collecting dinosaur bones to make sense of it all, just to find they got the proportions wrong. We're way, way smaller than actually thought. Dinosaur bones can teach you a lot. history. It's fun for the whole family. Only $40 to see the dead. Drive home in your minivan. This spinning rock is all we have. And you're still making plans like there's a point. Collecting dinosaur bones to make sense of it all. Just to find we got the proportions wrong. We're way, way smaller than we actually thought. Dinosaur bones can teach you a lot. Sense of it all, just to find you got the proportions wrong. We're way, way smaller than we actually thought. Dinosaur bones can teach you a lot.
That was Jackson Emmer, Dinosaur Bones, from his album Battle Hymn of the Early Riser. For that, Lena Rich did the title cut off her album King Tide. Tyler John Kraling did Repeat Offenders from Songs for Leaving. Start out with Martin Gilmore and Cincinnati's Going Home, a post-Civil War song from his album Thea is a Light Blue. This is KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I want to thank you for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon and the music. I'm going to thank another of our underwriters and hear today's Climate Connections, and we'll keep going with some more singer-songwriter songs.
KGVM thanks Wild Joe's Coffee Spot for their support. Wild Joe's is located at 14 West Main Street, across from the historic Ellen Theater in downtown Bozeman. Wild Joe's brings you coffee from around the world and features a rotating display of local artists, live music weekly, and Slayer espresso in a warm atmosphere. See more at their website, wildjoescoffee.com.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Hundreds of feet deep in the ocean, light fades to black, and a vibrant ecosystem comes to life. This is the ocean's twilight zone, a cold, dark place that's home to strange jellyfish and glowing squids, as well as plankton and countless fish.
It's really an amazing assemblage of animals that have adapted to these low light and cold conditions.
Chris Dorsett of the nonprofit Ocean Conservancy says these animals help regulate the Earth's climate by transporting planet-warming carbon deep underwater. The ocean absorbs a lot of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Then tiny phytoplankton near the ocean's surface take up carbon as they photosynthesize and grow. Every night, creatures from the twilight zone swim to the surface to eat these phytoplankton and other creatures. Then they take that carbon back down to the deep, where much of it will remain. But Dorsett says the twilight zone is in trouble as companies grow more interested in deep-sea fishing and mining. So he says it's vital that countries enact policies to protect it.
This area very much needs to be protected before activities begin that could really impact it and impact those values for society.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, going to keep going here with a cut from, I guess, a band called Ovando. I saw them live here at the Labor Temple several years ago, opening up for Martha Scanlon, and it was a duo. And I think Nate Hegde is the main motivating force. And they were in Missoula at that time. I think he's moved, but just released an album this year called Snow Eater. And his previous EP had a song on it about Dupuyer, the tiny town that I grew up in northern Montana. And I think a lot of this new album, Snow Eater, is about living up in Shoto for the winter. And so I'm going to play the lead-in cut off of that album, Snow Eater, called Good Morning America. Then one by local Lena Marie Schiffer. You might know her as Lainey Lou. But she put out an album called The House of Sky this year. I'm going to play another mountain from that. And then from the Paradise Valley, Quenby has put out an album late last year, just self-titled. I'm going to play Absorca off that. Finish up with Bozeman's own Peter King and Heart Full of Pain from his 2024 album Outlaw Blood. We'll kick it off with Ovando here, though, with Good Morning America.
Driving slow on a winter's night, 1994. Six-pack in the back of the truck, shotgun by the door. Northern lights light Lewistown in a green, uneasy glow. Goddamn, the winter sure get lonely here without a drink in my hand. We've broken up but broken down. I slammed you against the wall. Slammed you down at the Stockman's bar before they called last call. Shoto burns as a memory of a firefight, I guess. Of a wedding day and a family and the things I try to forget. Now the twilight feels like barbed wire. It's sharp and cold, it cleans and cuts and bleeds me out for you. Winter mornings come with instant coffee at a cheap hotel with the covers off and good morning America. Don't you know me? I'm your northbound son. On the train they call the colors of Aurora. I'll be gone 500 miles, the day is done. I'll be gone 500 miles, the day is done. From a semi-truck as I'm waiting in the line at the border crossing in Mounchie, bonjour Saskatchewan. Planes stretch out into nothingness, nor mountains do I see. I've heard the Yukon is a lovely place, it'll take what's left of me. I've heard the Yukon is a lovely place, it'll take what's left of me. Now the twilight feels like barbed wire. It's sharp and cold, it cleans and cuts and bleeds me out of field. Winter mornings come with instant coffee at a cheap hotel with the covers off and good morning America. Don't you know me? I'm your northbound son. On the train they call the colors of Aurora. I'll be gone 500 miles, the day is done. I'll be gone 500 miles. I'll be gone 500 miles. I'll be gone 500 miles, the day is done.
beside an icy mountain stream. Swaddle myself up against the elements. Lay flat back and dream my final dream. Lay flat back and dream my final dream.
Started, we both know our little land. Walking across desert castles made of sand. Screaming through the canyon faster than a train. Moon's holding water and my heart is full of pain. And I know it won't be hard to understand. Nothing lasts forever, whatever you demand. Been around this mighty world a million times, my friend. Though I know I'll never meet someone like you again. Running through my head, broken like stones along this frozen riverbed. Back from Tallahassee in the black and bloody mire. Scars upon my heart from all this playing with the fire. And I know it won't be hard to make it right. Darkness only lingers in absence of the light. Been around this mighty world a million times, my friend. Though I know I never meet someone like you again. Guitar in my hand, carry on a torch for all the ones left in the sand. Rock and roll will never die, too brazen to pretend. Summertime is over and it won't be back again. I said summertime is over and it won't be back again. Oh, now summertime is over and it won't be back again. And I know it won't be hard to understand. Nothing lasts forever despite all your demands. Been around this mighty world a million times, my friend. Though I know I never meet someone like you again. Though I know I never meet someone like you again. Yes, though I know I never meet someone like you again.
That was Peter King from his solo album Outlaw Blood with Heart Full of Pain. Before that, Quenby did Absaroka, or Absorki, however you pronounce it. Lena Marie Schiffer did Another Mountain. It started out with Ovando and Good Morning America. Interesting take on that song. This is KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial and KGVM.org on the internet. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. And I want to thank another of our underwriters for helping support our programming. Then we'll hear today's labor history in two. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek: Holland Dotson and Jonathan Cole on Wednesday, July 22nd, Anders Osborne and Jackie Green with Floribel on Thursday the 23rd. The Clay Street Unit with The Takes on Friday the 24th. Steve Earle with Ismay on Saturday the 25th. Blue Oyster Cult with Danny B on Sunday the 26th. The Travelin' McCorries on Wednesday, July 29th. Nick Shoulders with Riddy Armin on Thursday, July 30th. Future Birds with Deloitte Elzey, two nights, Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st. James McMurtry with Betty Sue on Sunday, August 2nd, and many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at PineCreekLodgeMontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1877. That was the day some of the worst violence of the Great Railroad Strike erupted in Pittsburgh. The strike started days earlier. It's contested as to whether it began in Martinsburg, West Virginia, or Baltimore, Maryland. The strike spread rapidly along the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad to New York State, Pennsylvania, and throughout the Midwest. At its height, the Great Railroad Strike involved well over 100,000 workers. The strike began on the Pennsylvania Railroad on the 19th. Management repeatedly tried to move trains through the yards and was confronted by angry strikers. Pennsylvania guardsmen were called out. The strikers presented the railroad with their demands. They wanted an end to double-engine trains that required fewer workers, wages reinstated, reinstatement for their fired co-workers, and an end to pay grades. Local militia sided with the strikers and refused to show for duty. When thousands of strikers gathered at the depot, the Pennsylvania National Guard moved unsuccessfully to disperse them. Then they fired on the strikers, killing 20 and wounding 29. The strikers were infuriated by the deadly aggression and drove guardsmen into a nearby railroad roundhouse. Word spread quickly throughout the city of the massacre, launching a virtual general strike. Workers began seizing arms wherever they could find them. They set fires to dozens of railroad buildings, burned down the Union Depot, destroyed over 100 locomotives, and more than 1,000 freight and passenger cars. The next day, guardsmen shot their way out of the roundhouse, killing 20 more as they were chased from the city. A total of 3,000 federal troops would be necessary to quell strikers' fury by month's end. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.
All right. This last set, I'm going to start out with Matt Wallen and his Nervous Breakdown. I've seen him play this song, I think, solo as well, but it's the title cut from his album Puppet Strings. Then I'll play one by Martha Scanlon from her album The Shapes of Things Gone Missing, The Shapes of Things to Come. August is a Gate, and finish up with Elo Kirai from Aaron Parrott from his album Left of the Mason-Dixon Line. He's got a great version of it on Stumble Lost Wages that he does with Ivan Rosenberg. I'm going to play this earlier version of it for you tonight.
I could change. I realized it was too late. I'm an old dog sitting in the yard, barking at every single car, and I know now I shouldn't have told you everything. 'Cause you listened to my words and you threw them in my face. Should have been home. I was too drunk to leave town. Always the one in the middle of the crowd, talking too much and way too loud. And I know now, shouldn't have told you everything. 'Cause you listened to my words. laugh at him, or he'll never change. He likes the attention, and that's the reason he acts that way. Keep a man like him in his place. Keep him dancing with those puppet strings above his grave.
Whisper timely. Whisper. Lord, you're right, may you said maybe this train don't stop till it gets to Savannah. I said maybe, but maybe don't mean much to around her. And then he shrugged and took a slug and got the last train back to Montana.
This is Aaron Parrott, Lo Kirai. Before that, Martha Scanlon did August is a Gate, and Matt Wallen and his Nervous Breakdown did Puppet Strings. Thanks for tuning in to KGVM Bozeman this afternoon. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you enjoyed the music. We've got Democracy Now! Coming up next, so keep it locked right here. Have a great evening, everyone.